Gotcha, and the biggest imaginable welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Great playlist for you this week. Isn't it always a great playlist? Well, yes, but this week just feels special. Now I can only hope you enjoy it after that bit of overselling. Back in the early mid-90s, a few of the then young jazz musos of the day, all chums, formed a group called One for All, a collective, no specified leader. Of course, they continued with their solo careers, but got into the groove of putting out one or two albums a year as a group. This October 2015 recording session sees them approaching their, the group's, 21st birthday. The album is called The Third Decade. Since they started, there's only been one personnel change in the sextet. It's now Eric Alexander, tenor, Jim Rotundi, trumpet, Steve Davis, trombone, David Hazeltine, piano, John Webber, bass, and he's the one change. The original bassist was Peter Washington, Joe Farnsworth, drums. Each member of the sextet wrote one or more of the songs on the album. This is John Webber's Baba Tete, a name his daughter gave to a dance move when she was playing around with her young cousins. So, nothing deeper than that. Oh, Lynn Ariel's back again. Lynn Ariel in April 97, a TCOB album called A Long Road Home. Lynn piano, John Patitucci bass, Steve Davis drums. Sadly, only the first part of that truly outstanding version of Wouldn't It Be Lovely? From My Fair Lady, of course. Good news from Storyville Records. They're about to release an album called The Duets, NHOP and Mulgrew Miller. Previously, it was only available as a promo for Bang & Olufsen. Somehow, I managed to get a copy some years back. And that B&O original album was released in 99 as part of the Ellington Centennial Tributes, specifically featuring the songs that Ellington recorded with bassist Jimmy Blanton.
Thank you.
Ellington's glorious Pitter Patter Panther as a duet, as it was originally between the Duke and his gifted bassman Jimmy Blanton back in 1940. Here in Jan 99 in Copenhagen, it's Mulgrew Miller piano and inevitably NHOP, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass. I can't recommend this, about to be released to the public for the very first time album, can't recommend it enough. Delfeo Marsalis has a brand new CD out. This Feb and May 2019 New Orleans recording is called Jazz Party, and it certainly has the sound and the feel of a party in that wonderful city. It's billed as Delfeo Marsalis Uptown Jazz Orchestra, and it is a big band. On most songs, it's a 22-piecer, plus an additional four separate vocalists. Delfeo, the trombone-playing Marsalis, dedicates this album to his mother Dolores, who died in July 2017. Since then, and quite recently, sadly his father Ellis also died. Of the six Marsalis boys, four are truly gifted musos. This song is dedicated to one of the non-playing siblings, Maboya. It's called Maboya's Midnight Cocktail. Maboya is on the autism spectrum and is non-verbal, but dearly loved by Delfeo and the rest of the Marsalis clan. Here's a lovely version of Michel Legrand's Once Upon a Summertime. Thank you. Japanese Venus label album. Top quality, of course, apart from their refusal to translate the liner notes into English, Mutter Mutter. Steve Coombe, piano, and he's the leader on this May 2002 recording session in New York. Eddie Gomez, bass, Billy Drummond, drums. Michel Legrand's Once Upon a Summertime, as we mentioned earlier. It's Ellingtonia this week, and it's Johnny Hodges. Verdict, brilliant. Johnny Hodges in New York, Jan 51, on his album Castle Rock, just after he'd left the Ellington Orchestra. That was A Pound of Blues, and back in those days, a pound would get you a lot of blues. Hodges, alto, Emmett Berry, trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown, trombone, Al Sears, tenor, Leroy Lovett, piano, Lloyd Trotman, bass, Sonny Greer, drums. Brown and Greer had left the Ellington band with Hodges. Al Sears was also an Ellingtonian. Next is Joey DeFrancesco, but not on the organ.
Thank you.
saw Joey DeFrancesco live at Ronnie Scott's about a year ago. Do you remember when you could do things like that? On that occasion, he played his customary organ and the trumpet at the same time. Here he goes a step further with the piano and the trumpet. His own song, Arizona Sunrise, in 2015, with a band he'd been touring with for a year or so by then. Mike Boone, bass, Jason Brown, drums. Guitarist Dan Wilson is also in this group, but sits out on Arizona Sunrise. Here's something very different, a vocalist and a pianist. Both are Japanese. The song was Kono Michi from a Sony album called With You, recorded, I think, in Tokyo in 2011. I believe Kono Michi means this road or this old road. The pianist is our current fave. Can't ever hear enough of her. Yoshiko Kishino, together with her Japanese compatriot, Shigeko Suzuki. A beautiful, subtle album. Love it. Let's hear from a veteran. Thank you. Pianist Art Hodes on an original pressing audiophile LP called Mostly Blues, a crackly old audiophile LP now, though, recorded in Chicago, December 57. And, big bonus for me, it's on red vinyl. Plays exactly the same, of course, and when it's in its sleeve, it looks exactly the same as well. So there's no real difference between the red and black vinyl versions, but there is still something special, exotic even, about red vinyl, at least to me, that is. It's the Art Hodes Quintet, but clarinetist Eddie Burlington sits out on Chimes Blues. So it's Art Piano, Marty Groltz Guitar, Truck Parham Bass, Freddie Coleman Drums. Ukraine-born Arthur W. Hodes was always described as a veteran, more because of his traditional style of playing rather than his age, as in 1957 he was a mere 53 years old. We're off to Paris.
Thank you.
Paris, June 61. The Christian Chevalier Orchestra. Chevalier played piano, the vibes, but often just conducted the orchestra as a non-playing captain. On this recording of Janine, he's on piano. Bernard Vitet, flugelhorn, Jean-Louis Chotant, alto, and unfortunately all the other musos are lumped together as unknowns. Here's a song I've always loved. Think Ray Charles's version was the very first time I ever heard it. Here it is, Funked Up. Funked, that is. And I'm sure you recognise that. One Mint Julep. It was first released in 1951 on Atlantic Records by the Clovers, and it helped establish Atlantic Records as a bona fide R&B label. Since then, it's been much covered. As I mentioned earlier, Ray Charles was one of those. His 1961 version had a dramatic effect on the then very young Wynn. Here in 82, it's given a funky treatment by Arthur Blythe, alto and leader, Kelvin Bell guitar, Bob Stewart tuba, Abdul Wadud cello, Bobby Battle drums, Mohammed Abdullah congos. Next, it's Red Prysock. Yes, he is more R&B. Tenor man Red Prysock was influenced by Coleman Hawkins and did play a lot of jazz, was in Cootie Williams' band, for instance, and had a memorable tenor battle with Benny Golson. But here he's just enjoying himself on Second Time Around, the Henry Mancini song. No more details on this cheapo LP, recorded, I imagine, late 50s. Oh dear, forgotten that newly released Art Blakey album yet again. Next week for sure. But we just have time for Sunday in New York by Shirley Horn, piano and vocals, Marshall Hawkins bass, Bernard Sweetney drums, plus Frank Wes alto, Joe Newman trumpet, Jerome Richardson flute, Kenny Burrell guitar. Recorded New York, inevitably, in 65.
Like bubbles and the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you pause and in one of the stores there's that face and it's yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles are greeting, then the dream that has comes true on Sunday.
As always, I really hope you've enjoyed the show and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.